guiding you across the ins and outs of strata living.
It's appropriate for the strata community to determine when to get legal advice, expert advice.
Helping you untangle the intricacies entailed in strata living.
Is this issue relating to the resident misbehavior? Is it a phone call first that should be done?
You're tuned in to Strata Life Podcast by Rochelle Castro, the place where you should learn all matters strata.
Welcome back to Strata Life Podcast by Rochelle Castro. In this particular episode, I want to talk about the reasons why there are high strata community levies. Not a very pleasant topic, but it's important to understand why strata community levies are high, or why would they increase significantly. So strata community levies are raised for three key reasons. One is for daily operations. The second is for maintenance or capital expenditure. And the third one are for once-off needs or special levies. Let's start first with the first one, which is the daily operational items. This includes a big chunk would be your insurance premium, which would cover your building insurance and your public liability insurance. It would also include your, if you have a strata manager, your strata manager's fees, the daily repair and maintenance expenses. If you have certain contractors that you hire, such as the caretaker or building manager, or just contractors that you appoint from time to time, that would also be included in the daily operation expenses. It's also called administration levies. The second one is the maintenance levies. This is where it's planned. There's a list of items that would need repair and maintenance in the future. It's like, usually these are big projects. So it's like a savings for projects that the strata community would be doing in the future. And the way that the maintenance levy is spent is in accordance with the plan. So for example, if there's a big project such as upgrade of the common garden, replacement of the lift, usually these huge items are part of a maintenance levy or a capital expenditure levy. And the third one is where there are certain circumstances that needs to be addressed and funds need to be raised that were not in the original approved budget passed at the last annual general meeting. And they're called the once-off or special levies. These special levies could cover, for example, immediate repair and maintenance, if there's legal proceedings on foot, legal costs, if there's experts that need to be hired for certain urgent repairs or issues that need to be addressed, payment for those contractors or professional service providers. Those are the once-off levies. You should attend the annual general meeting or general meetings or any meetings, for the matter of fact. If you cannot attend those meetings, appoint a proxy if you want to be heard. You can have your proxy speak on your behalf, or if you just can't send someone and you don't want to attend, read your general meeting notices and your general meeting minutes. That way you know what's going on and you're not just reacting, you're being proactive. I trust that you now have a better understanding of why or what causes strata community levies to increase, or high strata community levies. If you like the contents of these podcasts, please like and share with your friends and your loved ones so that they can understand and enjoy strata living. See you next time. My name is Rochelle Castro here in Strata Life Podcast.